This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Holder of the First Seed. If you ever find Dargaea's nectar, you'll probably be one of the ones who have been looking for it all their lives, and thus won't need any instruction on what to do with it. Just the same, it's pretty simple, at least to start with. Make sure your affairs are in order, in case you have a bad reaction. And then, bottoms up. The coming months are the least pleasant part. You'll find yourself unable to keep food down long before you're far enough along to stop needing it. Same with sleep. The color of your blood will be off, and your veins will consequently stand out more. Expect a few ingrown body hairs. Little things, just fingers and ears and teeth, usually pressing up against the skin. Make sure you're caught up on your booster shots, because you're never going in for a checkup again, or wearing anything more revealing than a trench coat in public, most likely. Eventually, a little cut on your belly will start unhealing, becoming a pus-filled wound in a few days. Over the coming week, three things will emerge from this. The first object resembles a greasy black beech nut, with maybe a tooth or two growing out of it. When you're dead, someone will eventually find it and use it to make a new batch of Dargaea's nectar. Hide it well. Make things fun for future generations. The second object basically looks like a softball-sized cluster of veins, many of them broken and leaking oily black stuff, all wrapping around something. Then it'll squirm, and you'll notice the twisted little skinless fetus in the middle. It will only survive for about 20 seconds. Burn the remains. The third object will, well, let's just call it Object 448. It's easier that way. You can plant it anywhere you want. I advise some place where you don't mind spending all your time and where no one else will go. Your backyard or under your cellar works if you don't have any roommates, as long as there's fertile soil. Dig at least 5 feet down. It won't want to be buried, but just keep piling dirt onto it. If you can still hear it when you're finished, you didn't go deep enough. Its veins, or roots, I guess, will eventually spread in all directions, about a foot and a half for every year of your life. Grass and weeds will grow stiff and bony, or black and oily, or take on the color and texture of a spider bite or rice paper. Wood will be infected too. You'll hear the arteries in your walls pulsing on quiet nights. The ground will rot with dead insect and animal life. Don't mow your lawn. It'll bleed like hell. This is your sanctuary. No matter what threats or injuries beset you outside, here you will be safe and healthy. Well, what passes as healthy for you now? If you really hate someone, bring them here. Trick them into coming. They'll get infected, one way or another. A lung full of spore, a thorn prick, a bit of residue on their hand. They'll vomit blood with tiny centipedes in it. They'll excrete their own spinal fluid. Their eyes will milk over and hatch. Small spines, brambles, and various other creatures will grow from the sockets. They'll survive for months or years. Doctors will be baffled. It'll be completely fucking great. That's all for starters. You'll learn more as you go. Much more. But if I told you everything now, you might not do it. Whatever you do, just guard it with your life, with your very soul. If you think you're in danger of losing it, dig it up. Kill it with a silver needle, lest someone else make a new one someday. You'll feel as if you've pierced your own heart, but it's better than letting it fall into the wrong hands. Because you're a holder now, and you better not let them come together.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.